Going to start part four of First House in Pisces, and this video is primarily going to be about the transits and progressions. Now, transits represent the current movements of planets, and they indicate the external events and immediate influences that we can feel, and this applies to all of us, the collective. Okay. But progressions, they symbolize the internal evolutionary development over our lifetime. So transits are what is happening to us now, where progressions are more showing the changes that occur from within ourselves. Okay. That's just how to simply put it, and then I'll go a little bit deeper when I share my screen and show the charts. Okay. All right. Everything looks good. So here we have the natal chart of First House Pisces. We've talked about it in depth in previous videos. Down below is the current transits for the location of where this individual lives. All right. And what we'll do is we'll combine both of these charts and begin to analyze some of the patterns and combinations. We'll evaluate the relationships and we'll be able to determine the influences that are happening in the now. And also I'll even use progressions and go further into the future so that the individual can know that what they can expect in areas of life, and also the changes that will occur. Okay. All right. Here we have the natal chart on the inside wheel, the transits on the outside of the wheel. Now, for this particular graph, right, this chart, I'm only showing the sextiles, the trines, and the quincunx. Okay. And right below it, I'll show the squares and the oppositions. But there's a lot of support right now going on for this particular chart. Remember, sextiles are free flowing, and sextiles are the stars. Okay, and we'll talk about the relationships when the planets. So, for example, Pluto, trans, I mean na natal Pluto. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Natal Pluto is sextile Venus transit. Okay. It's kind of hard to line it up. Let me make the All right. Okay. And then Venus, transit Venus is sextile natal Jupiter. All right, just to give an idea of it's a review of the re relationship. So these sextiles, the Pluto energies are flowing very nicely with the Venus in Scorpio. Okay. Transit. Right? It's 60 degrees. The trines are 120 degrees. We see a few of trines. They're the longer straight lines. So we have some good energies flowing here also. All right. So all of this is working for you, and just know that right now with the sun in Scorpio, we're in the middle of Scorpio season right now. There's a lot of good relationships going on right here. In your community, 11th house and 12th house, subconscious endings, all of that's probably feeling pretty good right now when it comes to that chart. But let's look at the squares and oppositions. So squares are, they're going to provide the motivation to make changes, and it's going to take effort and determination. The oppositions, again, seek balance. And there's also going to be a need for awareness with these relationships, these planetary relationships. Okay. Because remember, it's like a tug of war. They don't, with an opposition, sharing, they don't want to share. You have sun, opposition, natal, moon. Okay. And so with the sun, to bring clarity to third house natal moon, right? Which is knowing your immediate environment. Okay, communication, that's a communication house. We can also, in this video, I intentionally open up all the reports. We can go back and look at the cards that I made. So your moon in third house, here are the primary attributions and developments. Okay. So with this opposition of sun transit in Scorpio, we can know that it's going to take some work. While this time of the year, while the sun's in Scorpio for all of these descriptions that I've listed as examples. Okay. Right. So practice discernment. I recommend referencing these cards and getting familiar with them because if it's Scorpio season, which it is, the transit is in the ninth house, we can go to the ninth house, which is over here, right? And now's the time to possibly evaluate self and look at some of these attributions for the ninth house. Okay. It might be a good time to go on vacation with the sun transit in Scorpio. Long travels might be a good time to explore your spiritual guidance. Okay. Outdoor activities. But I try to make it a little bit easier. What I'll do is I'll run some reports. Okay. Because a lot of times these lines in the middle of the graph, most people don't, they'll see them, but not really know exactly what they mean. So I ran a report 5 month report. I meant to run a 6 month report, but my math was wrong. But 5 month report will give us a general idea of what could be conflict and what could be at ease in this time. Okay. So here we see Neptune square Jupiter from November to December while it's in retrograde. Okay. And retrograde, just simply put, means do it twice to completely understand it. Like, for example, if I'm trying to learn something, I'm not going to learn it quickly while my planets are, my transit planets are in retrograde with my natal chart. So I just need to do it again, and then I've got it. Okay. So Neptune square Jupiter. Neptune means big dreams, right? Brings motivation to seek vision, but it's squared with Jupiter, which is all about expansion and growth. All right. That just means to make this change is a it's now a good opportunity to try to make this change, changes in your life. And we'll look at the houses again because of this square, but point inward, right? Because the outside world's going to reflect our inside. Whenever Jupiter's looking for expansion and growth, it's a good idea to go within. Like focus and meditate on Jupiter, expansion and growth from within, and then our outside will actually reflect the expansion and growth within ourselves. So Neptune is there to help create this conflict and this change from November to December, January, February, into March. And then you get to take a little break. All right. And maybe observe the changes that happen within those 4 months. We also see we have Pluto quincunx Pluto, right? Right here. So we just talked about Neptune square Jupiter. Pluto quincunx Pluto. What does that mean? Well, transit Pluto and your natal Pluto, because of the geographic location, the degrees are going to change. Pluto barely moves in a progressive chart, but with transits, based off where we live, is going to change the angles of the energies. So, with Pluto quincunx Pluto beginning February of 2026 and going probably up until summertime, maybe longer. Well, it peaks right here. That's how we know that. It probably end of April. There's 3 months of Pluto energies. Now that Pluto is your source power, source of power, compulsiveness and obsession. It's going to get things done. It's going to be on more of a subconscious level, right? And we'll look at the transits and the houses and compare with the areas of life that you'll be working on now. Here's a Jupiter in opposition of Saturn, transit Jupiter, opposition of natal Saturn. All right. And here we can see that it's in retrograde and then it starts going in the correct direction. It peaks on April 4th, 2026. So this will give you an idea of how you can see it in a linear format, which is kind of neat, right? And I stretched it out even for the year. Okay, now we can see the Pluto quincunx. Pluto goes way, oh, it goes in retrograde. That's why. Pluto goes in retrograde, kind of toggles back, and then stays in retrograde, although it peaks on the July 9th, stays in retrograde, and then is no longer a quincunx. Okay, so that's a that would be a good time to heal. Okay, if there's something your natal Pluto is in your seventh house of Virgo, and transit Pluto is currently in Aquarius, which 150 degrees, that means when we look at the transits, we'll find out where that house is based off the location where you live. Okay. All right. So here, yeah, I don't want to go too far in the future, but this is a nice visual. And let's go a little bit further and we'll have some nice graphs, okay? Nice graphs of, I picked some categories, and with these categories, I used the software to find the best time to work on that particular category. Whatever it is. So, business success, it will use all the planets, and based off the planetary relationships and the angles and the aspects, it calculates a score. And with this score, it will generate a report that shows the tight orbs that are created. Okay. And there's a point system, which is over here on the y-axis. And we can see that on December 15th of 2025, any type of business related matters, it looks like from all of December is a good time to focus on business matters, whatever it may be. Doesn't matter what area, work area it is, but the energies will be there to support business success. Okay. There's no spikes, just think of it as business is sort of in cruise mode. Doesn't mean there's not energies there to support any business related endeavors. Okay, and this could be anything. This could be cash flow in, cash flow out, relationships. Just think in terms of business. Now, December 15th, there's Mars con transit Mars conjunct natal Jupiter. Let's look at the graph. Right here. I left all the lines, yes, but we're only going to focus on. There's natal Jupiter. There's transit Mars. It's lined up on December 15th. Okay. December 15th is a good time for business success in the area of life of the 11th house, right? That's community, organizing groups. Mars is going to be there to bring in those energies for the opportunities, or we should say the possibilities to open up and With it being a conjunction, that means they're going to work together. It's a good time for growth within the community. Okay. When it's related to business, it's going to be a good opportunity for community anyway, even if it's, let's just say, volunteer work or weekly gatherings in the spiritual community. But it'll be felt, right? We want to feel the vibration of Mars in conjunction with Jupiter. All right. Go back up here to the chart and all of December, like I mentioned before. But here we have, let's look over here at this other example. We have Sun conjunct natal Jupiter, transit Jupiter, sextile natal Moon. So this is, again, business success. The energy is going to be sort of free flowing, okay? Where Mars is on December 15th, Mars and Jupiter are going to be cooperating together, right? So we're going to combine Mars and Jupiter, their meanings and vibration, and that's going to be the basic energy expression that you'll have. Same with Sun conjunct natal Jupiter, all right? Let's look at the graph. So if we come back down and find Jupiter right here, that's your natal Jupiter in 11th house. Community is so important. So important for you. You can see Mars has moved ahead a little bit because it's a few weeks ahead of time. Over here it was what, December 15th or something like that. And then over here, it's December 21st. Hang on, 21st. Yeah, December 15th, December 21st. And here comes Sun transit. Venus is not far behind, but we're not going to talk about Venus. Sun is in conjunction with natal Jupiter. All right. Lots of energy. I highly recommend doing something in the community or with your business in December. The energy is going to be there and be supportive. All right. Jupiter's going to attempt to take an opportunity for this potential growth. All right. And with Mars, and the basic motivation is going to be provided. And also remember that this is the career development quadrant. All right, so business success. Expand your mind. Pay attention, look around for opportunities. People will come into your life. Listen to what they're saying because it might be a good opportunity to even create relationships that will provide potential growth in a business arena. Okay. Now, so even though that, because it's gonna be Capricorn season in December, which again is also such a great opportunity for business growth. Capricorn's is home of the 10th house, which is the career development cusp quadrant. Okay. And real quick before we move on, Now, with astrology, it's all relative, and we try to listen to ourselves on the symbols that are shown and the patterns. So here, all through December, you're going to have a lot of support. And then even ask yourself for what is it that you want and need in the business area of life or money. And then we can kind of monitor as time goes on. In February, there's going to be some other planetary relationships that support what possibly was taken advantage of during this time. Okay. So we really don't see it in the moment until we've experienced it and looked back onto it. Right? That just seems to be how life works. We need the experience. Okay, so that was business. Let's go on down to Mars energy. Here's the motivation to get things done. All right, so you're gonna have energies that support you. We can see already that we have transit Mars square natal Pluto, transit Mars opposition natal Pluto. On November 11th, transit Mars, which is only 4 days away, you're gonna have a square with Pluto. All right. This could be a good opportunity to make big changes with, let's see where it's at, in the area of life of, so here's transit Mars. Okay. And out of all these lines in the middle, your natal Pluto is over here in Virgo. Okay. So you have a square here. Relationships, seventh house, relating to others. All right. And then we can know that the ninth house, transit Mars in the ninth house, is your perception of a larger environment. It's a Sagittarius house, so think of wisdom. And here we can kind of know that these two planets are talking to each other, and it would be a good opportunity to build some relationships. All right. We can also go back to our cards. Let's go find the seventh house, which is home of Libra, right? Partnerships, business, marriage, cooperation, and awareness of others is the key development here, right? And of course, we want to seek balance in all times, but the awareness of others with Pluto in the seventh house, watch out for burning bridges, right? We don't want to burn bridges. We want to build relationships. Even if we end relationships, we want to make sure that they end on good terms, okay? In a balanced way. All right. Now, transit Mars opposition natal Pluto. Here we are in March of 2026. So Mars has moved around from up here all the way around. And now we have an opposition with your natal Pluto. It's right here. We can see the little smeared red dot in the middle. Okay. Now the cooperation between Mars to accomplish something is going to take the motivation to get it done or provide the motivation to get it done, but it's going to take effort because Pluto brings that obsessive quality energies from the subconsciousness. So, first house, now that transit Mars is in the first quadrant. And personal development, focus on some things that you want to accomplish for yourself, right? But you can do this while maintaining balance. Okay. Watch out for the compulsiveness of reacting, because the transits are, we can see right here. There's a lot going on in the first house for your March of next year. Yeah. All right. So most likely in December is a good time to get things done in the community. And then when February and March roll come around next year, it'll be time to focus on self again. Personal development. Reflect on what was learned earlier that year. Okay. In first house, right here, I am the I am house. Okay. Work on self-image. Self-confidence, self-awareness. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about the mental body. Here we can see we're taking a break from Mars, and now we're gonna Mercury's more involved. Mercury is more the mental planetary archetype. And in November, we have Sun trine natal Mercury, Jupiter trine natal Mercury, and then we have Sun Jupiter opposition natal Mercury. All right. And then in the beginning of the next year, we have Sun sextile natal Mercury, Sun Uranus conjunction natal Mercury, Mars Uranus conjunction natal Mercury. Let's look and see what that. Well, real quick, November 17th and January 15th. It's probably right here. Four. Yeah, 4.12, four. Okay. So November and January. With, so here's natal Mercury, right? Your first house. Here we have a lot going on up here with, again, this can kind of coincide with the business success because the top half of your chart with the transits, they're currently residing in the top half of your chart. People are going to come into your life and present to you aspects of yourself that, since we're talking about the mental body, that maybe it's a good opportunity to work on perception shift, right? Because when we change our perception, we change our entire reality. Watch out for judgments of others. Maybe do the opposite, okay? Maybe be helpful. And then the mental space will not be filled in. The gaps will not be filled in with old thought patterns. All right. Watch out for blame. Watch out for. Now I'm only focusing on these wrong perceptions or these misrepresentations of our thought patterns, because the energies are every day, the energies are giving us an opportunity to resolve and integrate these aspects that need attention. But we have to identify them first. Okay. So your mental body in your first house, Mars, transit Mercury is up here with transit Sun, Venus, all of these. Ninth house, going into the career development quadrant later this year. It's important that the mental body allows the emotional body to feel safe. Okay. So Venus is going to bring in the attraction, and the mental body is going to create the mental images for the opportunity to learn something about yourself or identify these aspects that maybe have been covered with denial, right? It will be felt. It will be felt. Okay. Let's look at the, okay, that's this month. This is a great opportunity this month to work on the mental clarity, right? We want to bring clarity to our mental thoughts. That's why it's good to be in the community, listening to others, and then observing self and how we react or respond, right? And at the end of the day, we can, before we go to sleep, we can think back, rewind our thoughts back to the through the day and identify if there were any judgments or any type of blame. Because when we blame, it means we're not taking ownership. We're avoiding, we're creating avoidance patterns. So this is a good month to pay attention to other people and learn about these patterns that have been created over our lifetime. Over here, January 2026, again, the sun is transit sun is coming around and will soon, closer to your birthday, all of this is going to be a good opportunity for letting go of some of these old thoughts and habits, because it's 12th house, right? We go down to the 12th house. Okay. It's a Pisces house. You're a Pisces. And we can see that some of these attributions is all about unity and integration, the subconscious, right? And I love this quote, the relationship we have with ourself determines the relationship we have with others. There's a good perspective shift. Okay. When we're talking about Mercury in your first house, and you have Sun transit in the 12th house. So, in January, going into February and March, When you start focusing on personal development, it's a good opportunity. All right. Now we just talked about the mental body. Let's talk about the emotional body from November 7th to April 7th of next year. Here we have not a huge spikes. I mean, it goes up to 2.5 with the calculations. But then again, this will give an idea of the nice, it's a nice visual to know what is expected. Okay. Expected to come with the transits. Now, transit Venus conjunct natal Neptune. Remember, all of this is symbol. Okay. This is not very factual. This is, we just got finished talking about the mental body, but taking your time and looking at these images, taking the snapshots, you're already expanding your awareness and working on consciousness growth and learning about self. Okay. So, Venus conjunct natal Neptune. Now, that's some big dreams, right? You may be feeling this right now because it's November 14th when this conjunction has a really tight orb of 0 degrees, 28 minutes. All right. And Venus square natal Neptune in January. So a few months later, go from work Venus working with Neptune. Okay. Because Neptune's probably already providing, you may be able to feel the resonance of bringing that motivation to dream big, okay, or seek a vision. Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. So, spirituality right now, it's a good time to connect with the spiritual body, within your spiritual body. Let's look at the charts. Okay, transit Venus conjunct natal Neptune. It's right there. Right there in the eighth house. Okay. An eighth house is all about sharing intimate feelings. Or just sharing in general and also observing your own feelings. Okay. And eighth house also it's a transformation house, a desire. Okay. How you react to chaos, if there's chaos in your life. Healthy chaos, right? Because your reaction is going to determine what layers of denial or focuses of wrong that have been created that need to be identified and reclaimed, experienced, and felt. Okay. Any type of memory that comes to mind, which may not feel good, well, it needs to be felt. And that way it can be integrated and your emotional body, mental body can begin the regeneration. And also the transformation. Okay. Transit Venus square natal Neptune. And just so that you can see it, here's your natal Neptune. Look at all the squares. Okay. But we're only going to talk about Venus because you actually have natal Venus almost in conjunction with transit Venus. But there's a square right here, and it with Venus in the 12th house, it's a good time to let go of some of those emotional bondage aspects that may not want to be identified or addressed. It always stems back to denial. Okay. Denial. A lot of times we want to keep our denial. And that's when the contraction from within will be felt down here in our gut. That's our will. That's the area of will. So our source of power. Well, it needs space open up, and the emotional body needs space open up. And that's where the mental body and perception will start shining light on these aspects that need to be released. Okay. 12th house endings. First house beginnings. Friendship and family. We have, let me go down a little bit farther. There we go. Friendship and family. Christmas time, perfect energy for spending time with family and friends. Okay. You have Venus conjunct Jupiter and Jupiter sextile natal moon. And then again next year, around February 10th, right here. Your sun and Venus, transit sun, transit Venus is going to be working with you also. It'd be a good time to maybe visit some friends or visit some family. That time of the year, December and February, right? Well, here's transit sun, right? So all of this is community. Transit Venus, transit Mars, the energies are there to support you and create those experiences. People will come into your life and look for personal growth within the community. Okay. And then next year in February, okay. Going to be more of the personal development. All right. Now here's one that I like to include because Uranus is there to help us with chaos in our life. Okay. But Uranus will also provide the energies and the motivation, but we have to be careful because of accidents can happen with certain relationships, especially with Uranus and Pluto when they're not agreeing with each other. It's best to kind of slow down our days during those times. And that way, let's just say we don't fall down. I mean, just yesterday, I saw a man walking out of the grocery store, minding his own business, wasn't in a hurry, and just fell on the concrete. Nobody pushed him. He didn't trip over anything. I saw the whole thing. I'm like, how did that happen? It made no sense. But it did happen. And so, and it's just the energies of his mind might have been somewhere else and he wasn't paying attention. But with the sun square natal Uranus, the sun is, of course, it's going to help you connect with the current moment. And then Uranus, if you remember, we don't reference the past or the future. So on November 10th, in 3 days, you'll probably be feeling really good and in the moment. Okay. Just kind of take it easy, move slow, enjoy the moment. All right. Because the ninth house transit sun right there. And natal Uranus, sixth house, day-to-day living. It's a workhouse also, right? Go to work, just kind of be aware of what you're doing. All of these meanings doesn't mean that something's going to happen. It's just that the energies that are present are doing their best to bring these opportunities for us to identify aspects within ourselves and opportunities for consciousness and growth, and also expand awareness, right? Because if, as humans, we apply meanings to things, people, places, and things in order to relate with the energies. That's all we're doing. And we use symbols to create meanings. Okay. But here we can see that, going back up. Really, you're gonna be kind of just cruising along, and then December, maybe watch out for travel, because the ninth house is long travels, right? You have a square with Uranus. And then next year, February, Mars opposition Uranus. Oh, yeah. So Mars, of course, is going to be looking to, let's just say, create endings, maybe habits, maybe whatever it may be. But Uranus over here is could possibly create the, we don't want to create a destructive ending. All right. We just want to create the ending to create space for new beginnings. All right. Now we're going to talk about progressives. Hang on. Yeah. So this is your progressive chart as of November 7th, 2015. Okay. And progressives, when we read a progressive chart, we kind of talked about it in the previous video, but that was a different angle coming at it from more of internal development and how biologically our alignment on the inside will change to create experiences in those areas of life, just to create those experiences. The first house, second house, third house. Well, we got it right here. Your first house, your third house, and your sixth house. Okay. But before you leave this lifetime, you've got four natal planets in the career development quadrant. So there's some work that you want to get done before you leave this lifetime. Now, with progressives, the outer ring is the progressive chart. Okay. Inner ring is the natal chart. We can see that since you were born, Uranus, if we go 1 degree, okay, one degree equals 1 month. We can see that Uranus has only went this far. Okay? It didn't go all the way around the chart. Uranus is an outer planet. Pluto went from here, newborn, to here. Okay. So it gives an idea of how slow the outer planets move. Neptune has only moved this far. Right. So these influence, we can call it secondary progression when the degrees are 1 year, but I did a 1 month. And these influences are with us for the rest of our life. Okay. Now the inner planets move a little bit quicker, like the moon, your natal moon has went around this chart multiple times. Same with the sun. Here's your natal sun. It's moved around a few times. Mercury, Venus. But Saturn has only moved to here in your first house. So you're probably very disciplined when it comes to your personal development. When as a kid, you were more outgoing and in the community. But as you've gotten older, it's more about focusing on your development and your environment and what you want to do, which is important. Now, Jupiter is down here in your third house now. Okay, your private your mental body house, right? And short travels. So there's a lot going on in your personal development when we think about progressives. All right. You have a lot of support with the Jupiter. You can see all the green lines in the aspect within the community. If we reference the cards, when we're th thinking about progressives, okay, these are life long influences. Uranus in sixth house and Uranus in seventh house, Pluto in seventh house, Pluto in seventh house. So relationships with the Pluto influence, right? But when we look at it with your internal development, it really doesn't change that much. Okay. So with Pluto in the seventh house, there's going to be this domineering type of control with the partners. Okay, it can be romantic partners or business partners, but either way, Pluto wants to be in control. All right. And it also in this hyper focus direction too, Pluto may just focus on one person instead of the community. And we talked about all the planets in the career development quadrant. So community is, I can see how you have the energies to be within the community and actually take control, actually organize it to a high degree, right? Because you got Saturn in the 11th house. But let's look at how slow the planets move, okay? So we, down here at the bottom, I went to April 7th, 2026. We can see there's not a lot of movement when it's progressive, right? So at this point in your life, The sun, your sun planet, is hanging out in the 12th house. We can see it's probably about it's 10 degrees right here in the 12th house. And then in April, 22 degrees. So April of next year, excellent opportunity for endings to get ready for new beginnings. Okay. You may feel like there's a big shift coming. And this is a good symbol to look at. All right. You got Mercury and Venus also there to support the mental body and the emotional body for these changes in the 12th house. All right. Also see how Saturn, transit Saturn, not transit Saturn, excuse me, your progressive Saturn is almost in conjunction with natal moon. So resolving a lot of emotional, there could be some emotional aspects that need attention within the family or even siblings, okay? Within the inner family. And Saturn's going to start shining light on these aspects in order to for them to be accepted, felt, and integrated. Now, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, they're not always the biological, physical form of our mother, father, sister, and brother. These aspects can show up in other people, reflections, right? That's how we create judgments. When it's something that we maybe had a resentment towards. And it's related to parents, or it could be any aspect on the spectrum. It could be grief, could be guilt, okay, shame. But Saturn will attempt to resolve these inner conflicts. Because that's what the progressive chart is trying to reveal. It's trying to reveal the inner development, right? Transits are the forces coming at us. Progressive are the forces already within us that we need to turn our eyes the other way and look within. Going a little bit further out. January 1st, 2027, and look at your first house. This is a time, a great opportunity for you to just focus on what it is that you want to develop within your life for yourself, right? Because first house is the I am house. Home of Aries. Right here. Self-definition house. All right. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. And the more that with this progressive chart, the more that you're able to focus on that inner development, that inner growth, right? The kingdom of God is within us, then the more that it will transpire on the outward world, okay? The outer reality will match the inner reality. So, January of 2027. Along with the transits that we kind of reviewed, we have a general idea that you're probably going to be very busy doing something. That career development quadrant, along with your progressive, something will unfold. And what it is, it will have definitely involve the community. Okay. It's not going to be like a painter sitting at home creating art all by himself and putting it on display, even though that to an extent can be for the community. But this is going to be engaging with people. Okay. And I went a little bit further out, January of 2028. And we can see how, for that entire year of 2027, so in 2026, endings, 2027, new beginnings, big beginnings, not just small changes. There will be a lot of small changes and they'll add up to something big, but it will be interesting to see what unfolds. Okay. Because there's a lot of support from the symbols that we can see in the planets. All right. So that was transits and progress, your progressive reading. It's a very high level overview. But your subconscious now has a snapshot of all the symbols and the relationships. Try not to overanalyze too much. Even though we talked about the mental body and the emotional body, just know that the energies that we talked about, you can reference the cards. Those are great symbols with simple descriptions and meanings. And then have this conversation with yourself about what it is that you want, what is it that you need, because we talked about pre-birth intents and pre-birth needs. Go through all the videos and try to create that inner dialogue for that that creates space for that inner hearing. And with the transits and progressions, I left out the North Node and the South Node, but in the previous videos, we talked about the North Node and the South Node a little bit. If you go back and focus on your North Node, know that that's going to be an area of life. That house, I think it was, I can't remember, but that area of life where it's a good area to focus on goals and things to get accomplished, okay, in this lifetime. And with the South Node, those are the energies that are flowing through you and into this life to help support what it is to come, especially when 2026, 2027, you have a lot of changes coming, a lot of big changes, a lot of, and always focus on the higher aspect. All right. If you start thinking of having fearful thoughts or doubts or guilt, then that is an indication of denial, right? Because we can actually accomplish and obtain anything as Christ conscious beings, Right? So focus on the higher aspects. And we have to catch ourselves if we start focusing on wrongs and doubts. All right. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.